Every story has an ending, and sometimes they end at the tip of a blade. Welcome to Brambleborn. Last time on Brambleborn, our heroes and the Coalition managed to take Limberley, a clearing owned by the Marquisate. Now, they advance on the Marquisate capital of Roostan with one goal in mind: kill the Duke Flynn.
Okay, so, in that case, you guys head down into the tunnels. It's going to be about a day's journey to get to Roostan, so you're going to need to mark, mark one depletion to get over there.
Okay. All of us?
Yeah. Okay. Or at least enough to mark, like, between that, so...
I have my suit back, by the way.
Oh yeah, here's your knife, yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
Mm-hmm. Alright. Alright, so you start entering, and, like, the, you exit, like, through... There's a, like, a warehouse, almost, that you can see there's, like, a lot of, like, mice and, like, rabbits operating in, and they are wearing the green cloaks of the Alliance. And they all, like, kind of, like, nod at you, and they kind of, like, look kind of annoyed as, like, the, Eyrie forces begin, like, entering as well, but they're just, like, trying to suck it up, basically.
Alright. I'm gonna go to some of the people that were already here and be like, thank you for letting us, thank you for being here, like, I know it's not exactly the way any of us have planned it or have thought it would go, but it needs to happen.
Nah, and one of them goes, like, enemy of my enemy, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I have
Jackal once said that actually.
Where is this exit into the city?
You are currently on.
I just realized that everyone we've met has been taking morale damage because of you.
That's true. I've been just trying to ignore it. That's true. He's taking morale damage. You've got the stupid antlers.
I've been distancing myself for that reason because I'm the captain.
I wonder. Like, this is just a hypothetical question, but would it, like, mark up, like, reputation and notoriety just like the sort of brown room, because it's become an icon to so many people?
And there's multiple, there's, it's
you
not
know
just
what?
Me,
I like that. We're gonna add a legend to the.
Yeah!
Let's go! Yes! Remove the curse and apply a legend to it, so just add, like, 15 boxes.
Yo!
Amazing.
That's a fair point. I like that. It makes sense in the fiction. We're good. That does mean that you're not going to be able to develop... only the antlers are going to be developing any kind of, like, faction bonuses now.
Yeah. So, like, 15 boxes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, sorry.
All right. And then hated foe, Marquisate. You can pick which group you're technically allied with.
I'm the
Irie
at this point.
Mm-hmm. I say Irie.
And technically the Denison. I don't have a...
Mm-hmm. I'm more of the Alliance, but which is very ironic, because I took my two.
Yeah. Okay, so, you are preparing... So you're kind of on the opposite side of the thing. Basically, Roostan is set up, there's kind of like a palace in the middle? Mm-hmm. Almost? Okay. And then, it's very much in the design of the Eyrie, but it's since been taken over and industrialized.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the... like, basically, you're in a warehouse on, like, the storage district of the town. And, like, it's a lot bigger than most of the towns you've been to so far. It's gonna be a little bit tricky, but since you guys are in the forces, you're gonna be able to, like, possibly blindside with it.
In the forest again? Wait.
No, not in the forest. You're in the middle of Roostan.
Sorry, I heard
forces.
Forces, okay.
Can I even try and sneak out?
Okay. We'll
I feel like you'd be the most recognizable.
That's true, you're missing half the face.
With the mask on, what's the mask on?
Mm-hmm.
Can I sneak out?
That might work.
Sure.
So
I was like, I love you, but that seems like a bad plan.
Would they recognize me? It's just like, hey, I'm gonna die and die.
They probably wouldn't recognize you because, like, the regular citizenry now, it's not like the government advertises every, like, atrocity they cause, but
true. That's true. That's
wait,
true.
Can I?
Probably...
Yeah, cause I was just gonna say, can I have Zachary then sneak with me then? Because
oh,
I get
teamwork.
10-year-old.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
You guys both roll on the sneak.
As you guys sneak away, I go, oh, look at the brother and sister.
Oh, my heart. What do I roll with?
You're rolling with
sneak. Santa. Ah! It attacks me.
Eight. Okay. Nice. The bolts work, so you're gonna be able to sneak. Where are you
right,
sneaking?
Plus three finesse.
Just to get a good vantage point to understand like the city layout, I guess.
Okay. So you're doing that, and actually, you don't need to roll for that. It's not like you're in a threat or anything. I'm gonna say you're okay. You guys, I'm not gonna count it.
Okay.
Like, you guys just like I guess climb up to the top of the building to get a better look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
wooden stone. It's a very industrial city.
The one town you could have burned down, you didn't.
Yeah. The,
he's gonna come back later.
Character!
You can see that there's basically like a keep in the center of the town, like I said. And it's pretty well fortified. It's almost like there's like two rings for the town. There's like the outer ring and then the inner ring, which is the keep.
Oh.
Okay,
I'm gonna turn to Min and be like, I've never done anything like this. What would you suggest me do?
Min is like, well, my recommendation, we can't exactly sneak over there.
Mm-mm.
So we'll probably just hit him fast and hit him hard.
Okay. I will turn to everyone and be like, prepare for battle.
Okay.
I'm just like, get ready, because we will storm out there. I saw them go out. I kind of want to wait to see if they can report back.
Okay.
Or if they're going to.
Oh, wait. There's something we can roll for. What's...
You want basic moves?
Yeah, what are the basic moves?
Oh, you want to like, what is it, tense situation?
Yes, we did tense situation.
Okay.
Wait, what? Oh, yeah, look at you go! Look at you go!
Okay. So I roll with cunning. And I don't get it.
Oh, no.
It's a five.
Oh, no.
No, yeah, that's not gonna work.
Okay,
I'll
do it.
I can't tell you anything. You want to do it? You're also up there. I guess you can't.
Okay. What do I roll with?
Roll with cunning.
Ooh, that's a plus one.
Mine was a plus one as well.
Three.
Y'all know nothing.
Okay, yeah, you guys, I'm gonna say as you're up there.
No.
Like, you can see the guards marching around on the inner wall. And, like, some of them stop, and you can kind of see in the distance, they're kind of like going, like, hey, what's over there?
Get back. It's like, Zachary, did it go? they see us!
Oh god.
Zachary just kind of waves and just like, come on, little sis, let's go home.
Aw!
Cover it.
They can't hear you from that far away.
Oh, okay.
Yell it. Make sure they know.
Alright, just go home from our normal activities.
Come along, sister of mine!
Our daily stroll through the heavily fortified area of the town.
Yeah, okay. So, you guys are gonna head inside. You probably only have moments before, like, people are gonna start heading your way.
Okay, did you guys come back?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what's happening here?
What do you wanna do?
With these are going to the towards the house, so if they're, like, create a distraction, okay. They start following us.
Oh, you wanna try to create a distraction?
Yeah!
Alright, you can try that.
Somewhat send word to me, not like wink or something at me.
Is that a weapon?
Create distraction? I don't think so.
It's not on mine.
Let me check the moves. I think that would more be trick.
Mm-hmm.
Like trick an NPC?
Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah, honey, I know.
Okay.
I'm gonna put this right under here. I took a picture. I was like, I'm gonna need a lot of me.
Personally, I think if we create a distraction, that'll give them a better opportunity to strike when they're unarmed.
Yeah. I'm wondering if there's something that I can light on fire. I mean, just sat with me. It's just like, if there's like...
Is there any, like... barrels? Like, supplies?
Yeah.
Well, you're in the warehouse district. Are you want to light a fire?
Yeah.
Alright. You want to just, like, try to light one of the other buildings on fire?
Yeah.
Alright, destroy.
Okay, rolling with luck.
Mm-hmm.
Roll on this.
Nice.
Yo, Kelly! That's 10. Nice.
Like,
okay.
Stop rolling on the carpet.
All right, so you like basically just throw your fire onto
Like, I'm assuming that you, like, went a distance and then you lit a building on fire?
Yeah.
Okay. So that building catches on fire. And you can see the, like, Marcus 8, like, soldiers are, like, rushing over to, like, try to put it out.
Okay, as I see the commotion, I'm just gonna lead my group into battle, and we're gonna go.
All right, once again, leading into battle.
Which means I roll, and then I add the 3, right,
yeah,
for the sword? 10.
Okay, so once again, you have 3 points.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Back to meticulously sitting and reading and planning.
Okay, so you are in battle. They all rush out of the thing. The Irie guards that, or no, sorry, not the Irie, the Marcus 8 guards that are trying to put out the thing are caught completely unawares.
Woo! Uh-huh, I'm gonna... This is maybe not the best idea. But Peter.
What's up?
Find the Duke.
Oh, that's what he's going for.
You and your group. Find the Duke.
Alright, are you gonna give him the sword then?
You will need my sword, huh? I don't have another sword!
Or
her sword.
Just take Greta with you.
Yeah.
You could take Greta.
Yeah.
Because do you have...
Greta's with him, though. Greta just started a fire.
Oh, that's true.
I'm not surprised.
Go get Greta. Go find the Duke. She has weapons that can fight him.
Yeah.
I'm keeping my sword because I don't have another weapon.
Alright, come on team, let's go.
Okay.
You
Carol
you
has
me,
my weapon.
Rest of you, stay here. Fun fight. Good job. Go Jackies!
Alright, so you go and you meet up with Greta. Alright, what you do, you can see like battles are breaking out in the street, basically, as all this is going on. The inner circle is still like kind of protected though.
The citizenry here are also Marcus Aedas, right?
Yeah, this is Marcus Aedas capital.
Don't feel bad at all. Keep going.
Okay.
We need to find the Duke.
Agreed.
Okay,
Avenge
so...
Avenge Ivrite's death.
You said the main area where, like, where the... fancy people will be is still
the fortifications around the not quite a palace fort, I guess
that makes sense to me.
Yeah,
can we sneak around to get like on top to get an aerial view on top of this like fortification?
You can try to sneak up there.
Oh yeah, I want
to
do that.
All right, you guys are gonna roll the sneak in order to avoid all the battle stuff.
And what is it with finesse?
Can I?
Yeah.
Okay, wait, what is this, the second option?
Route a substantial enemy presence. You can redirect some enemies.
Yeah. Okay.
Eight and 5.
Ooh
no. I'm gonna say that as you're climbing up, you managed to make it onto the top, but the guards definitely see you.
Okay.
And Peter is like climbing up, and like a brick is like loosened, and like he falls off of the wall. So I'm gonna say take 1 injury as you hit the ground.
Yep. Ouch. At the side where I got stabbed multiple times about 6 months ago.
Yeah. Anyway, guards now see both of you guys are attacking.
Okay. How close are they?
Really close.
Really, really close.
Yeah,
okay.
They're rushing over there. They're probably going to be there in a few seconds.
Ah!
Can
I
long range.
Can I see? Am I near them enough?
You're by the wall. What are you going
to
do?
I want to kind of stop the group that's rushing over and see. Hold on, actually.
You're on top of the wall, so you're...
Oh, JK, I can't do that, then.
Yeah.
I was gonna storm a group.
So I'm on top of the wall, right?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I could use acrobatics and get off of the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm fine with that.
All right.
Oh, it's a great idea. If you did,
can I
you can make it. I'm coming to back down.
So, are these walls, like, if we have arrows and stuff, can we shoot from the ground and get the people up there, or is it
yeah,
almost
that'd be you. You can do that.
Okay, I don't have that, but I'm gonna yell at my people and say, get them!
Are you trying to round substantial enemy presence?
I don't really want to.
I have an idea.
Okay, good.
Where is Zachary in relation to this wall?
You're the farthest away from it currently right now.
Okay, could Zachary start, like, rolling a barrel with one hand, just like, and like hold up the ladder, it's gonna blow! To trick an NPC.
We just keep wanting to make so many distractions.
I think it's too distracting right now that they're probably not gonna notice it. They're more likely to just shoot you with an arrow.
Just like, problem solved.
Hmm.
You might need to spend your point.
I will spend that point. I will do that.
All right. So your troops begin like firing arrows like upwards to harry the people. This is basically a use of like harry a group, but being done by your soldiers.
I'm just gonna yell. Did Pater fall off the wall?
He's on one side, and then she's on top of it, and then inside.
Just gonna yell like, to Greta. Do it for Ivy.
Aww. Oh. Alright, so the guards like flee as like arrows begin pouring down. So you're not gonna be able to go that way without getting shot. But they're basically like a hail of arrows are like protecting you from the guards right now.
Okay.
You're not a child anymore. Do it for Ivory.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I can't go to the wall without getting shot.
You can't go around the wall without getting shot.
Around the wall, but can I jump over the wall using acrobatics of just like.
You didn't even need to use acrobatics, it's now you're protected, so you can just leap down.
Okay, I'm gonna leap down, and then can I. What do I have? Just run away to try, because. Is there like a main point in this town?
I mean, you're currently. The main point would be like the capital.
Okay.
Which is where we're trying to climb up, right? Or is that the.
Yeah,
your guides are getting into it right now. Fort.
Yeah, we're trying to get in.
Yeah, you're trying to get in?
There's a certain thing I want to do to the Duke in my mind. It's like, okay. Oh, I want to do something.
So we need to get you over there. So
yes!
Yeah, okay. So then I think what Greta's going to do is she's just going to basically make up a run for the capital.
Okay. You're going to rush in?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to guess that there's like a gate or something blocking the people on the ground from getting in, right?
Yes. There's a gate on one side.
Yeah. Up to this point, just have Zachary running towards them.
Okay.
Which is the rest of the army.
I'm gonna destroy a fortification.
That'll work.
And get in through the door.
What is the door made of?
Steel. But
yeah, I'm destroying it with my points. One more point left.
All right. So your guards begin like attacking, and they were like what's a good word for it?
Ram
it down. There we go. And they destroy the gate and just kind of like collapses.
Okay. So the Pater could get through.
Yeah. Your forces begin like rushing into the gate area.
Okay. Have one more move, and there are two things I want to do, so we're gonna see how this plays out.
Well, maybe we can help. Like, what are you thinking?
Okay. Pause.
See you.
Little birdie off to the side moment. I could easily, if the Duke is getting away, capture that leader. That's a point. Or I can take and hold location. We can take this location and hold it.
Those are the take it because you already sent people after you.
I was like, those are the two options that we can do.
I'm going after the Duke. If I absolutely can't, then you can do that. But let me see if we can take him first.
That's kind of what I was wanting to see.
Does he have those options as well?
I'm going to say that it would be too overpowered to have two groups leaders in a battle. So I'm just saying one right now.
Okay.
Understandable.
I'm the captain.
We have ways of dealing with the Duke ourselves. Like you have the sword and she has.
Yeah, we have swords. As long as we have the location. Yeah, I'll take and hold the location.
Okay.
That's my last point.
Last point, you take and hold the. You're not in the fort. So you can't take the fort, but you can take the area outside the fort.
Oh, I want the fort.
Siege.
We're not inside the fort yet.
That's okay, I'll wait till I get in the fort then. Keep pushing for that.
Okay, how are you getting into the fort?
I thought
not,
I just.
No, not you.
Okay, so fort. there's like one wall here and one wall here, right? Mm-hmm. So we just passed the first one, and we're trying to get into the second one?
No. So you already were inside the first one, and now you've gotten inside the second one.
Okay.
So now you just need to get into the fort.
Is there any way I can sneak, or they have to see me?
I mean, technically they're all distracted by, like, you know, the army that just burst in.
Yeah.
You can try to sneak in.
Okay, I'm gonna sneak.
My army.
Ho!
What's your...
Six.
All right, that's not gonna cut it. So basically you're crawling along, and you come to a window, and as you lean up through the window, there's like a guard that sees you and is like, "Hey!" and I'm like swinging the sword at you, and like I'm gonna say it like smacks like your hand with like the butt of the sword, so you're like now just like dangling from a window with one hand.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Crap.
This sword can't storm a group, you guys. My other one could.
What does improvise do?
Improvise lets you build a weapon. But you'd have to have material for it, and you haven't had
that,
right?
Oh, crap. Oh! Can't think of what to do! Crap! So I'm just dangling from this wall right now.
You could try to, like, honestly, you could try to, like,
Can inside the gates... I'm just assuming that I'm just fighting people. Mm-hmm. Can I see Greta and then also see Pater on the ground and be like, Pater, you're supposed to be with her!
Yeah, I kinda had a problem if you can't tell!
I can't get up there!
All right, so...
I'm trying to send someone to help you.
Yeah.
Do I still have acrobatics? With my one arm?
That's a good point. I'm going to say, sure?
We've been doing lots of
gymnastics. Mostly, the main thing is you have a limp. Actually, yeah, I'd say you probably don't have acrobatics. You can replace it with a different skill.
Okay. Wait, can I use acrobatics to take my one hand and yeet myself up?
Dude, well, if you do that, mostly you're going to get attacked, because, like, that guy's
right
there in the window. It's not really an acrobatics trick at that point. You're just climbing, but you're going to get hit.
How bad?
How bad?
How bad would I get hit?
At least one injury.
All right.
Got none.
Taking it? All right, so you jump in through the window, and the guy, like, slashes at you, and he, like... probably most likely he'd actually hit your tail, probably. And not like cutting off your tail or anything, but like it's gonna like chip out of it.
Be like, what the heck, dude? I'm only 10!
Out of curiosity, the soldiers we're fighting have normal armor, right?
Yes. Okay.
Just the fancy people have the fancy armor.
Alright, are you gonna attack him?
Yep.
Alright, combat.
Okay.
You got this, Greta.
Okay. What I want Greta to do is I want her to take the sword. And she's gonna, I'm trying to think, she's gonna swing and kind of just, like, knock him unconscious with her sword.
Can you?
Can I do that? Or is that just a vicious
you
strike?
You only do, injury.
Yeah,
I can only
you need
stab
to be
him.
Able to do exhaustion, yeah.
Okay. I deal exhaustion.
So I have to stab him, basically. I'll just stab him.
Alright. So you're gonna need to roll your attack.
Okay.
Might.
Might? Mm-hmm. Oh! Okay. Oh! 10!
Yes! Nice good. Job.
That's all right, roll, so man. You swing your sword, and so it's trade injury, if you remember.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So one and one?
Yeah, so you take one, and this guy gets one.
Okay.
Like, it just kind of, like, chips out his armor a bit.
Okay.
You trying it again?
Yeah.
Alright. Mostly I'm worried because, like, if this guy has more health than you and you're just able to deal one at a time, like, it's risky.
Can so she...
Can I just leave the thing?
You can try to flee.
Yeah, I can try
you'll
to flee.
You'll have to, like, you'll still have to roll for the thing and then disengage from the fight with the melee move and you'll still get hit, but you can flee from the fight.
Pater, get up there.
Alright, I'm gonna flee.
Alright, you're gonna flee?
Yeah.
Alright, roll.
Roll with what?
Might. Once again, might. It's a melee attack.
Hang on.
You get to pick an option, and then it's like, you get to pick an option from the might thing, and it was like, hang on, can I see the sheet? I need to check exactly how
I was
going to
say, wasn't there, isn't there
I was
going to
say, let me check. Before you, like, do that, because I don't want you to get hurt. Too bad. Okay, so on a 10, you get to pick three options. So you inflict serious, suffer little, shift your range one step, impress dismay, frighten your foe. So you dealt harm, and then you get to pick one of these options. You can deal...
Yeah, fright.
Alright, frighten?
Yeah.
You get to pick three.
Frighten.
You can suffer little.
Yeah, suffer little.
Alright, and then do you want to inflict serious or shift your range?
What is shift my range?
You can increase your distance so you're no longer within range.
I'm gonna do that.
Okay, so the guy takes one damage, you scare him, and you don't take any damage from that.
Okay.
You dodge it.
So okay. You can unmark. Oh no, that's one from when you got hit. You're good.
Yeah. Okay. So that happens. The guard is like very much on like edge, and he goes, "Who are you?"
I'm no one that concerns you.
Oh,
very scary.
Now I may die in silence. Okay, as this all right,
he rushes off the opposite direction. Yeah.
As this is all happening, is there any way? Is there like any outlet that I can sneak into the fortifications or this? Are we calling it fortifications? What are we calling it?
Calling it a fort.
Okay. Is there any, like, side small entrances or place I can, like, sneak into the fort from the ground?
Maybe not the ground, because they're pretty well fortified on the ground.
The service, the servant entry.
Yeah.
Well, maybe there's a back door. Yeah, sure. You can find a back door.
Sweet! I want to bust in, and I want to look for the Duke.
All right, you're going to be sneaking then in order to not get seen by the other guards while you're in there.
Perfect.
Because they're all rushing to the front, basically, to defend it.
Yeah. So finesse?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's more like it. 8.
All right. So you are sneaking along. I'm going to say
Yeah, okay, so there's going to be some kind of side effect unless you mark exhaustion. So... Now you're going to mark exhaustion and you're on a side effect.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely marking exhaustion.
Okay, so you're sneaking along. And I'm going to say you're up the stairs and you run into Greta, who's also running around.
Hey! To be like, Jerry, you know.
You good?
We're going.
I was wondering the same thing about you. Have you seen the Duke?
I have not. That's who I'm looking for, too.
I have.
Turn around, who's
it's
that?
The Duke.
Oh!
No.
You!
Draw two of my axes.
All right.
I just draw my sword.
I thought for a second it was Silas.
Silas, we'll deal with Silas later.
No, we will not deal with him. He is fine, and he's in the icy place, and he's fine.
Okay. Anyway, so, all right. So, you're dealing with this, and, like, the Duke kind of comes out, and he's, like, you've attacked my fort. You made a fool of my men. Now you will die. And he draws his rapier. His six-fingered rapier.
Oh my gosh.
Whilst this is happening, I also am just charging for the whatever front door of the fort is.
Right.
I'm going to get Zachary and be like, let's go. Like, we got to get in there.
Yeah, you're battering the front of the thing. It's not breaking open yet. It's still, like, barricaded from the inside.
Is there anything we can do to help with that? Like, to roll to do? Or do we just have to
the door is made of wood.
The door is made of wood, Zachary.
Ooh. I have a question. Oh, no. Am I engaged in battle right now?
You're about to be.
I just run up to the door and I'm like,
is there
down.
Any way that I can, like, use a slingshot to open a window? Break a window, basically.
Like right now?
So that they can have an easier time getting in so that there's a window.
Well, you're on the second floor.
We are an entire army.
never mind.
We need a door.
You messed with the wrong... You messed with the wrong critters.
Alright. So he's fighting you guys.
Okay.
I threw up the stats, so we're good.
Zachary, we just walk up to the store and I go, oh no, however will we get past this wooden door?
I'm gonna try and burn it down.
Alright.
Clever.
Who would have thunk
never
of that?
That.
Oh.
5, 7.
Oh!
Yes!
Alright. That's good.
Something's gonna happen.
Yeah, there's always a side effect for break. Can I see the stat for break again real fast just so I can like, get it right?
Sorry.
It's okay. Alright. Wrong side. Wreck something. Alright, you seriously break it, can't be used again. Okay, you cause collateral damage, attract attention, or end up in a bad spot. My choice. I'm gonna say you do that, but your arm catches on fire, the wooden one.
Oh!
Your prosthetic arm is wooden and you create. At this point, she realizes that this is the dumbest thing that. She's like, why did we do this?
So it's burning. You're gonna need to probably toss it off in order to be able to like.
Take off the R. Can you try to put out?
So it? I don't want to know if this applies here. Mm-hmm. So it's daredevil. You're luckiest when you go into danger without hesitation. When you dive into a dangerous situation without forethought or planning, you treat yourself as having luck armor with one box of wear.
Alright.
One box of wear there.
And can I help pat it out?
I would say that would apply more once you actually enter the fort. So
okay.
Use that when you get into the fort.
Okay.
Can I not try to put it out, or do we just have to call it on?
You're gonna have to remove it. It's too hot.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
Alright, so you just gonna rip the arm off. Alright.
No!
So rude!
That's disarming.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I have small hands, which means when you grapple with an enemy larger than you, roll a finesse instead of might. On a miss, they overpower you and you're at their mercy.
Okay, so that means that you're going to have an easier time of... You want to just grapple him instead?
Yeah.
Okay, you can try that.
If she can hold him down, can I, like, take a swing at him and end him? Is that a thing?
Well, he's wearing, like, full armor. I guess
and
you
I
try,
have to use my sword.
Right? Is he wearing the fancy armor?
Mostly the tricky thing is while somebody's wrestling somebody, there's a distinct possibility you will hit the other person as well.
True.
Now that we're in the fort, I'm taking the fort.
Okay.
Because I didn't do that before.
Alright. That's your last move? You take the fort.
That's it. My last point.
Okay. Nice. So they are fighting, you are fighting the thing. Meanwhile, the rest of the Marquisate forces that are left outside are like currently trying to siege the fort basically to get it back from you guys.
Mm-hmm.
You're fighting. Are you going to try to grapple him?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I roll with finesse.
Okay. Well, you're rolling with finesse.
Not bad.
9. Plus?
3.
So 12?
12.
12.
Okay.
Not bad.
Okay, so on a hit, you're choosing simultaneously. So we're going to be picking options until somebody disengages, falls unconscious, or dies.
Okay.
Alright, so I'm going to say you're fighting him in, like, just really close combat, basically. And
this 10-year-old.
What do you want to do? They're applying at the same time. So strike, fast blow, wear them down, display weakness, or withdraw.
I'm going to wear them down.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm also going to say wear them down.
Yeah.
Okay. Because he also wants you, like, down. So he's going to, like, okay, both of us mark exhaustion.
Okay. And be like, you killed Ivory! How could you?
Alright, we gotta do it again. We gotta keep doing choices until somebody disengages or we die.
Oh, okay!
Alright.
Okay,
Oh, no, sorry, you rolled higher than a 10, so you gotta make an extra choice.
Nice!
Choice? Okay,
Fast blow, weakness, withdraw.
Strike a fast blow, inflict injury.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And since you got your sword, I'll let that, like...
Does he have a helmet and everything too?
Yeah, actually, I'm gonna say because of the. I wrote the star steel thing that basically it converts injury to exhaustion while you're wearing it, so like you can't get injured really unless you're using star steel against it. So you're gonna have mark exhaustion.
For the outside crew, I'm gonna look at Zachary and we're just gonna go, let's go get him.
All right.
And I'll look at. I'm hoping I have Min or someone on my right side and just like. Hold down the fort! Let's go!
Alright, Min nods and like basically starts like fighting off.
Best friend Min, let's go!
Attackers. Alright, so you guys are rushing upstairs?
Yeah, we're gonna go help.
You get up there. Alright, still grappling.
Okay, do I roll again or do I.
Nope, we're still doing it.
Okay, so then I will.
Alright.
Where
is. Watching this?
You can jump in!
You could try to jump in, but like the risk is that you end up hitting.
Oh, are they grappled?
Yeah.
Oh. I wanna say I exploit a weakness.
Alright, you put weakness to mark exhaustion to inflict two injury.
We're just gonna run up and there's like.
How do I know which one is the real Duke?
I'm freaking 10!
Alright, I'm gonna say that the Duke also explodes weakness, so he's gonna mark exhaustion to inflict two injury.
Okay. Mm. Two injury?
Mm hmm.
Then I have no more injury.
Do you have armor?
Yeah, you got armor.
I have rope.
No.
No, I don't!
No. Oh,
if you. It's only when you have to go past marking it.
So it,
yeah, okay,
she's full.
I'm full injury.
If she gets hit once more,
I die.
Yeah. So if she gets hit one more time, she dies. But
yeah,
can you grapple? All
right. So as you do that, the Duke just kind of like falls over because he's totally out of exhaustion boxes.
Oh! Hallelujah!
You knocked him out.
Yeah, Duke this just kind of like falls over with like a doom noise.
Okay, so then he's laying down on the ground. Can I take my sword and just stab him?
Yes.
Yes!
You're super beat up, but yeah, you can do that.
Okay.
Can we run up to see this, though? I want to witness this.
All right, you guys run up.
This is for Ivory!
I'm just imagining that you're just going like, stay dead.
Die!
All right,
that'll
work.
Why didn't you kill him?
Zachary's just...
She just keeps doing it.
Peter like kind of pulls her away.
No! Let me keep doing it!
This is not a good way to grow up.
I was like, was this child innocent when we met her? I don't remember anymore.
Girl's like super beat up at this
point. We've seen things, okay?
I've seen people die. My own
parents. You're badly sliced up. You're like, I don't know. You're really beat up at this point.
Yeah.
You're like, any more hits, you're gonna pass out.
Yeah.
But the Duke is dead.
Woo!
All right.
Zachary runs over to Greta. Oh my gosh, are you okay, you stupid kid?
Stupid
kid. She just kinda, no!
Okay, so I'm gonna say that with the Duke down, Rustin is probably taken by now.
Okay, I was gonna start to walk out with his dead body and be like,
or
look at
his helmet.
Alright, you have taken Rustin.
Yeah!
Alright, just because I think it's probably fitting for now, so I'm gonna say...
Today's episode of Brambleborn featured Ethan Buckley, Skylar Ross, Jordan Marshall, Balin Perry, Jared Jensen, and Kelly Hamblin. The music of Brambleborn is provided by Alexander Nakarada. Root the RPG was developed by Leader Games and Magpie Games, and can be found on Magpie Games' website at magpiegames.com. Thank you for listening, and we hope you'll join us again. Bye!